1.
We don't go to the gym or play sports much, do we, Lottie?
No, not really. We have to do sports at school, and that's okay. But it's not really how I like to exercise.
No, we prefer dancing, specifically ballroom dancing.
Yes, we've been going to classes together for years, since we were 10.
And we've both got partners. I've been dancing with Dave for 4 years. He's 1 year younger than me, but he's really good.
And my partner's Jonathan. He's brilliant, and we all get on really well.
And we all practice together, almost every night when there's a competition.
Yes, the four of us take part in ballroom dancing competitions together. We wear identical costumes and we all have to dance at exactly the same speed and time and movement. It's very difficult, but we've got quite good at it and have started getting medals.
And earlier this year, we won our regional junior championships.
Yes, we were all thrilled about that. And so were our families. They're our biggest supporters.
2.
I'm a huge rugby fan, both watching it and playing it. Our local rugby club is very good and we train hard on a Friday night to prepare for matches and tournaments, which are usually on Sundays. Our team regularly wins the under-18s competitions. I love rugby because, although it is aggressive, it's actually very disciplined. As the sport can be dangerous, you have to stick to the regulations or you can get injured, sometimes quite badly. Our coaches are very strict with us and make sure no one does a risky move that could endanger someone else. But it's still a fast and furious sport and I've always got bruises.
3.
Professor, can you explain some of the benefits of exercise for us and our bodies?
Certainly. Firstly, exercise requires oxygen, so you breathe faster and your heart pumps more blood to your muscles, which become stronger. The heart is a muscle too, and it needs exercise to keep it strong.
What else happens in the body?
Well, with regular exercise, the lungs become stronger and more efficient over time, and your bones become stronger. These are really important changes for later in life. But it appears that one of the most important effects that exercise has is on our brains.
Oh, and how is that?
Exercise increases blood flow to the brain, which immediately helps it function better and encourages your brain to work at optimum capacity.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes. And during exercise, our brains release chemicals which protect the brain and the body and improve our mood at the same time. Over time, this can have a really positive effect.
So it's a win-win situation.
Yes. Regular exercise is the key to a healthier and happier life.
4.
My dad is a triathlete. He trains in his spare time. He's a teacher. But he's quite dedicated, especially if he's got a race coming up. I've begun to join him when I can. I now go with him on his morning swim sessions. We swim before work and school about 3 times a week. I don't like the early mornings, but once I'm there, it feels great. I've always been a good swimmer, so it's fun, really. 3 times a week, when he comes home from work, we'll go out for a run. I'm faster than him, but he has more endurance for the longer runs. At the weekends, we cycle. Dad bought me my first racing bike, and it's amazing. It took a bit of getting used to, especially as you have to attach your shoes to the pedals, but I love it. We're now preparing for a triathlon at the end of the summer, which is perfect timing, as we have the summer holidays to do lots of training. I'm quite excited.